The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Back in Marion as we get ready for kickoff. The Patriots have new helmets this year. They've been using this New England Patriots logo for several years, and they've replaced that on their helmets with a metallic M. It's a white helmet now with a metallic red M on it. Keith Houston, as we talked about, the new head coach here at Marion. Ball teed up at the 40 by Dylan Pieri, a freshman kicker for the Patriots. They will kick off left to right.
Now he's a normal kicker. He's got one orange shoe and one white.
There we go.
No, I take that back. He's got two orange shoes. One of them's got tape all over it.
So the freshman gets ready to kick off here for the Patriots. And it's a high end-over-end kick. It's going to back Swartz up to the 11-yard line. The return back up the middle. Has the seam across the 25, the 30, 35, 40. Hit from behind. Dropped at the 47-yard line. Great return by James Swartz. And the Bombers have great field position to start the ball game.
Swartz did a great job that time of catching the ball and just getting right up the field. You know, on a kickoff return, if you're waiting to see a hole, it's not going to be there. You have to bust it up in there and hope a hole opens up. And he did that because it's set up to happen like that. So the hole's just going to be there. You just got to trust your teammates that it's going to be there and bust it up in there, and he did a great job of that. Good job of blocking by the other 10 Bombers.
So the Bombers starts at their own 48-yard line with their first possession of the night. The ball give is to Junior Williams, and the big fullback is driven backwards and about 15 yards. He's going to get a yard of forward progress to the 49.
Well, a little different formation that time. Came out in an I formation. Junior at the fullback with twins to this side, trying to spread the field a little bit. We saw that once or twice last week. And you know, at some point in time, you have to make them defend the whole field. You can't let them defend the interior 12 yards or 10 yards or whatever, not unless you're just superior up front. So you got to make them defend that field. We're going to spread them a little bit and try to get some of those people out of the box.
Second and nine here for this Bomber offense, and the option play, the ball is given this time to Junior, and he's going to pick up six of the play down to the 45-yard line of Marion.
The thing about that, Brad, is when you come out and you're not balanced like that and you have twins out there, you know, you have to take somebody off line of scrimmage, and running back to the open inside is normally real good on the option because the numbers game. You know, and I saw one of the Patriot defensive lineman porting at his knees like they're cutting us. Well, that's all we do is cut them up front.
Yep.
You know.
Third down and three here for Mountain Home. First possession of the night. Junior gets it, and boy, he's not going very far. They'll give him a yard on the play. So fourth and two coming up.
Well, that's once again that route starts running right back into the teeth of that on the tight end side, and you like to run to your tight end side because you feel like you got the blocker, but let's.
Fourth and two, the Bombers quickly to the line in an I formation. They're going to go for it on fourth and two. Twins to the top side of the field. The ball is kept this time by Tabor. He has a first down run inside the 40, down to the 37-yard line, and the Bombers convert on fourth down.
Well, you can see that coming right there, that was going to happen because I'm sure the Mountain Home coaches saw that they had just crowded the middle with linebackers and defensive tackles, and you know, all Tabor had to do is just pull it and step around the corner and did a good job of getting there.
So a fresh set of downs for Mountain Home. 9:50 left in the opening quarter, just getting started from Marion, where it's homecoming. It's our third homecoming in a row. 2 weeks ago in Pine Bluff, last week at home, and now here tonight. The ball is kept again by Tabor. He's hit from behind, falls forward to the 34. Looks like the 33-yard line to pick up a 4 on first down.
Still, that's a great play right there. 4 yards when you run the option is a great play. He's got to leave the ball game because he lost his helmet.
So that means Lawson Stockton will come in for one play here to be the quarterback. They're going to mark him actually closer once they finally spotted the ball at the 34-yard line. So goes as a 3-yard gain. So it's 2nd and 7. And back to the more of a wishbone look here. Stockton gives it, and he got, I tell you what, Junior grabbed a hold of that ball. He also grabbed a hold of Stockton's arm because he drug him for a yard or two.
He turned him sideways trying to get up the hole right there, Junior did.
It's a 3-yard gain to the 31-yard line.
3rd and 3, you know, in that gray area right now. We're out of field goal range, but too close to punt, so you got 2 downs to make this. And, you know, it's so important to make a positive play on 3rd down and to shorten that 4th down distance if you have to go for it.
3rd and 4 here for Mountain Home. Tabor back in. He will give it this time to Junior Williams. Junior is going to pick up a yard to the 30. So we got 1 of the 4, so it's 4th and 3 coming up.
Went back to the dead tee that time and tried to run the option a little bit wider than normal. Marion doing a good job up front, getting off those blocks and getting to the fullback. Another, you know, I'd like to see another yard and a half. Now this is my 4th and 3?
4th and 3, yep. Just under 8 minutes left to go here in this opening quarter from Marion. First possession of the night.
Now Junior's out of the ball game. Unbalanced to the right-hand side. Let's see what we do.
And it's a pitch. Hershberger, first down run, inside the 25, inside the 20, down to the 15-yard line, first down, Mountain Home, their 2nd 4th down conversion of the drive.
Well, we did a good job that time. We actually moved the tight end over to the split end side, which gave us one more blocker right there when you get on the pitch. Great job right there of reading it and getting the ball to Hershberger on the corner.
A 14-yard pickup to the 16-yard line. The Bombers have converted twice on 4th down. Fresh set of downs now, working from the far hash. That's the right hash for Mountain Home. And a counter play. He goes to Hershberger to the right side. Sidesteps his way inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line.
Once again, you got to have that play right there in order to make the linebacker stay at home just a little bit. And a good job, once again, of blocking on the far side. That offensive line doing a good job and a good play call in that situation.
It goes for a 4-yard gain to the 12, so 2nd and 6 coming up. Bob, we're seeing several new wrinkles in this offense so far.
Well, you know, it evolves as the season goes on. When you see what works for you and what doesn't work for you, you have to, you know, it's constantly a change, Brad. You can't stay the same.
Handoff goes to Junior Williams this time. He'll fight his way to the 10. Check it, that's Bojay who's in there. I noticed Junior a little bit ago kind of came up a little hobbled. He's on the sideline. That's Bojay who takes it to the 10 with a 2-yard gain. Junior standing on the sideline. He's standing about the 27-yard line, and Bojay's taking over at fullback right now. 3rd down for Mountain Home. 3rd and 4 coming up here. Back to the eye. And Tabor gives it to Bojay. Boy, there's nothing there. No gain on the play.
I don't know if he meant to give that or not. It looked like he might have been trying to pull the ball out, and Bojay just took it, but there wasn't much there.
Tackle made by Josh Green. See, what Mountain Home wants to do is 4th and 4 now, and is this the bring some receivers in. They're going to try a field goal. I thought that was the field goal team coming on. This is going to be they're going to kick it from the 17, so a 27-yard field goal try. Good snap down. The kick is on the way from Tabor. Plenty of distance, and he misses it to the right. Just pushed it to the right. Well, a great opening drive. Unfortunately, it does not end in points. And the Patriots will take over at the 20-yard line. Bob, obviously you want that to get points, but still a nice opening drive by the offense.
Well, a nice opening drive for the offense, and you see from that first series exactly how they're going to play us, and it's pretty much how everybody else plays this. They're going to walk the linebackers up on the line of scrimmage so that the stuff to the fullbacks is going to be tough all night long. If they continue to do that, the quarterback keeping the pitch will likely be better plays in the long run because they're determined to take the fullback away from us.
Dedrick Cale, the sophomore quarterback, will swing pass left side complete to his running back. That's Anthony Price, who takes the ball to the 24-yard line on a 4-yard pass play.
Well, you know, they're gonna go five wides and four wides most of the night and spread you out and you know, go fast. And right now we're confused. We don't know who's covering who.
Here's Price, the running back, with it on a sweep to the near side.
Good
tripped
tackle
up.
Right
you
there.
Bet. He's going to be a yard shy of the first down, third and one coming up here from the 29.
That was Aldridge coming, linebacker spot, did a good job coming in and actually pulling his shoe off to make the tackle. Well, you know, they're getting to the line of scrimmage and getting set, and we're having to react to how they line up. And, well, that creates mistakes sometimes. Right now they got us outnumbered receivers on the far side.
Cale gives it straight ahead, and this is Jones with it. He's got a first down run across the 30 to the 33-yard line.
And that was Aldridge again stepping up from the linebacker spot to make that tackle.
A 4-yard pickup to the 33. Fresh set of downs now for the Patriots. 4:50 left first quarter. We're scoreless. Cale, three-step drop, looks across the middle, has a nice arm. This is complete. And on his feet up the right sideline, this is going to go for a touchdown. Joyren Chase on a 67-yard touchdown pass from Dedrick Cale. Cale's 13th TD pass of the year.
Well, you can't let them get across the middle and be wide open like that. You know, we were flat-footed in the secondary and didn't react to the receiver.
Dedrick Cale to Joyren Chase. 67 yards and a touchdown. It takes the Patriots just four plays to score. Extra point is good. 4:36 left in this opening quarter. Marion 7, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
4:36 left in this opening quarter. Marion scoring on their first possession. Bombers will get the ball back now. The freshman Pierre getting ready to set off, kickoff, I should say, for the Patriots. 7-0, Marion with the early lead. Here's the kick, a line drive kick. Swartz will make the catch at about the 8-yard line. Return up the right side, and it's actually it's going to be Edward Swartz with the return, and he's going to take it across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. So the Bombers getting ready for their second possession of the night. They will start at their own 24-yard line. Mountain Home operating right to left in this first quarter of action. White uniforms, blue pants, blue numerals, gold trim. The Patriots in the red home uniforms with the white numerals and the gold trim. Boje still in the game at fullback. He's going to get the handoff this time. Well, check it. It was kept, actually. I thought Boje had a good job on the
It was a good read. Job. I thought he had it also.
Yep, as Tabor keeps it. Tabor takes it across the 25 to about the 28-yard line. We'll mark him at the 28, four-yard pickup. Junior Williams still standing over on the sideline. Here's Tabor, who's going to keep it, and he's going to be near a first down run. He's going to take it near the 34.
Well, and you can see right there from that angle when he, how they were pinching to the inside, take the fullback away from him, and Dawson just did a good job stepping around that corner.
First down run. They'll mark it at the 34. Lathan Aldridge into the ballgame now for Mountain Home. He'll be one of those running backs. He'll be in at the fullback position now for Mountain Home. And the ball given to Aldridge. And he's going to fight his way to the 39, close to the 40-yard line. They'll mark him at the 40. Six-yard pickup.
Once again, pinching them tackles, you run right off their butts right there. If you get a good seal down block on them right there, Lathan did a good job of hitting that hole.
Eighth carry of the season for Aldridge with those 6 yards. He's up to 32 yards on the season. Second down and four here for Mountain Home. And the ball kept by Tabor this time. He's going to spin his way to the 42 with a 2 yard pickup. I was looking, trying to find Junior Williams on the sideline. I'd seen him earlier, but right now, oh, he's down on the, he's lying down on the ground right now. The trainer from Marion is working with him. So Junior is just lying on the ground over there, just barely off the field.
He is.
And they're working on him. So third down and two here for Mountain Home. And the ball is given to Aldridge straight ahead and a first down run for Mountain Home.
Good hard run and good blocking up front right there, creating that scene.
Aldridge is going to pick up 10 and move the chains with a first down run. So Aldridge and Boje in the game at fullback right now, and Junior's holding well, he's got his right arm draped around his ribs. I don't know if it's a shoulder, an arm, rib cage. It's hard to tell the way he's acting right now. Here's a misdirection play. Hershberger almost broke it. He's tripped up by one of the linebackers after about a 7 yard gain. And a timeout by Marion. Ooh, Coach Houston's upset.
Yeah.
We'll break. 1:38 left in the opening quarter. 7-0 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here. And you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
$5.8 billion and 6,000 new jobs. That's how much economists at the Arkansas Economic Development Institute estimate Issue 4 could generate over the next 10 years. On November 6th, we can grow our economy, create thousands of jobs, and keep tax and tourism dollars here in Arkansas. Let's stop sending money to out-of-state casinos and start putting Arkansas first. On November 6th, vote for Issue 4. Early voting starts October 22nd. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Second and two here for Mountain Home. And the ball given to Aldridge. And, boy, Bob, I like the way he hits the hole. He's got a first down run, a pickup of three.
Boy, he hit the hole. His shoulders are down that time. Good job of forward body leaning. He actually pushed the defender back. You know, good job with the game plan right now for the Bombers.
You know, obviously, you take Junior Williams out of the middle, who's got almost 500 yards on the season. That's tough to replace.
Well, it's tough to replace, but what it makes you do is diversify a little bit, spread the ball around. They don't key on the fullback as much because you're giving it to other people. It actually could help you.
There's a misdirection play. And oh, boy, the Patriots are ready for that one. Seth Beshears gets the handoff, and he's thrown for a loss. A generous spot at the 44, which is a loss of two.
Yeah, they got penetration there, and that counterplay look right there takes a little while to develop. And they got some penetration on the backside and just blew it up.
41 seconds left in this opening quarter. It's Marion with the 7-0 lead. Could be the last play of the period. Second and 12. Bombers want to pass it for the first time tonight. Across the middle, it's incomplete. Intended that time for Swartz.
They just brought him out of the backfield right there. Marion, give them credit. They did a good job of picking him up, and he was actually double covered down through there. You know, we used to see him wide open. You know, you want to comment on the chain gang. You know, their chain gang looks great over there. Got that electronic sign, and they're doing a good job of keep moving with the ball and staying in the ball game.
We asked Mitch Beth on the way down tonight, you know, why do we have the old flip top and not the electronic sign? And he saw our chain gang probably not smart enough to operate the electronic.
Well, I wouldn't go say that. But, you know, you said it.
It's third and 12. Tabor to pass. Incomplete. In and out of the hands of Jose Alonso. Oh, it hit him. Actually went through his hands and hit his helmet.
And bounced out, backwards.
Great pass from Tabor.
It was. That was a good pass right there. Good quick look. Jose got inside and was able to get open. And
so Dylan Pausch will be in to punt now for the Bombers. Fourth and 12 from the Marion 44-yard line. Good snap. He will run to his right, give the kick away. The rugby-style punt. Fielded at the 10-yard line. And the return to about the 13 that time.
I don't know why you'd field that right there the way it's bouncing. It was going into the end zone, I think. And they got you pinned against the sideline.
Yep.
Two white jerseys there.
Kenta Jones on the return. So Marion will take over at their own 13-yard line. Patriots will bring the offense on for the second time this evening. They scored a touchdown in just four plays on their first possession. Kale out of the shotgun, wants to pass, looks long down the right sideline, and it is complete. Going up to make the catch is Markel Wynn, goes over the defender to pull it in, and it's a first down out to the 48-yard line, a 35-yard pass play.
Well, that was a great pass right there because he threw it where only his receiver could get it. Not bad defensive coverage, just a good throw and a good catch right there.
Kale coming into the ballgame with 1,251 passing yards and 12 touchdowns. Gives it off this time to Price. Price inside the 50 to the 46. And the end of the first quarter has arrived. It's 7-0 Marion. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.